This is Faith in Action, the program that looks at how people put their faith into action in their everyday lives. Faith in Action is a production of Catholic Radio Indy. Now here's today's program.
This is Faith in Action on Catholic Radio. I'm Jim Ganley. Our co-host is Bridget Ayer.
Hello. Great to be with you. Thanks for tuning in.
And Bridget, we just got another one of those checks from Kroger's. And when I say that, I know people say, Kroger sends radio stations checks? Well, they send Catholic Radio a check, and they do it for this reason. They have a program called Kroger's Rewards. And basically, if you shop at Kroger's, and we're not telling you where to shop, of course, but if you shop at Kroger's, I know you use a Kroger's reward card because everything in the store costs more if you don't have one.
That's right.
At least that's what I've found. But
gotta get the deals.
Anyhow, if you have a Kroger's reward card, and go to our website, CatholicRadioIndy.org. In the middle of the center column there, kind of on our website, you'll see a Kroger logo. If you click on that, you'll be taken to the Kroger website where they're going to ask you your card number and the important question, what charity do you want to support? And if you would be so kind as to do that and put in Catholic Radio Indy, be sure to use all three words, Catholic Radio Indy, I-N-D-Y, and that's it. You're all done. You'd never have to think about it again. And then every time you buy anything at Kroger, loaf of bread, gallon of milk, whatever it is, pack of bubble gum, Catholic Radio is going to benefit. We get a small percentage of everything you purchase there. And if we've got a lot of listeners, and if a lot of people do it, Catholic Radio benefits quite nicely from it. So if you're one of our Kroger reward donors so far, hey, thanks a bunch. It really does add up, and we really do appreciate it. But if you haven't done it yet, it's not hard to do. CatholicRadioIndy.org. Click on the Kroger logo and just enter the information they ask for there and enter Catholic Radio Indy, and you never have to do it again. You never have to mention it at the store. You never have to even think about it again. It's just going to happen. So you'd be helping us out a bunch if you can do that.
Do we know how many families are signed up for that? Because I think, weren't you trying to get more people to the last time we had a show, we were chatting about this?
I think the last time we were stuck at 147. And we wanted to round that out desperately to 150. And I know we can do it. It's just a matter of three people who are listening right now, right after this program, to go to their computer. You could probably do it from a cell phone and do that. And we'll be over that 150 level in no time at all. But we do need some people to help us out to do that. So don't count on the other folks to do it. Plan on doing it yourself. CatholicRadioIndy.org. Click on the Kroger logo.
Well, retreats are coming back. And you know, after this past year of COVID trials, wow, I'm sure getting out is going to be a really popular thing for everyone. And Fatima Retreat House is back hosting retreats, and here to tell all about it and what's happening right now and coming up in the future is Haley Mawson. She is a communication manager at Our Lady of Fatima Retreat House. So welcome to Faith in Action, Haley.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm grateful to be here.
And one of the things I learned right before we got started was that Fatima actually did plow through with some of the silent retreats, the individual retreats. I didn't know that. Well, tell us about that.
Tell us about your COVID history.
That's one of those things we got to all get caught up on.
Exactly.
So for everyone listening, Fatima is open. We've been having events and programs at limited capacity. And one thing we noticed is during the pandemic and over the past year, a lot of people have been searching for ways to find connection and rest. Even people saying, you know, I've been looking at the same four walls for weeks. I've got to get out of the house. And it's just been such a joy for our ministry that people think of Fatima as a place to go that is safe and that they can have the time and the place to rest and have that connection and even grow closer to God in the mix.
Well, I didn't know that. I'd have been getting out of the house even sooner if I'd known that. But that's great to know. Now, can you give us a little bit of a brief overview of Fatima, Our Lady of Fatima, there in Indianapolis? I mean, there might be a listener that's not heard about it. So tell us a little bit about it.
Yeah, so we are just, I'll start where we're located. Located
sure.
on East 56th Street, and we have 13 acres of wooded trails and grounds. We have been in this location since 1964, actually. We started over on Raymond Street with the convent of the Sisters of the Good Shepherd, and they outgrew their space, and we've been here located at 56th Street since. And we started as a women's retreat center, and over the years have sort of morphed into, we offer our spiritual renewal retreats, and we also have conference space available that we rent to different parishes and Catholic organizations. So we also serve people of all faiths, and that's a big part of our mission, where we welcome people to come away and rest in God.
Now, your facility is such that normally you can have overnight retreats and things like that, as well as more short-term retreats?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we actually have 62 guest rooms.
Wow.
So we have two floors of the facility, the main level and then upstairs, which house guests. And right now with COVID, as we know, we have to accommodate, we are actually giving every single person that stays overnight a full suite. So we're not sharing our restrooms. So that cuts our capacity in half for overnight retreats. But we do offer that as an add-on for a group that comes in. If they want to extend their retreat, they can do so here at Fatima.
Now, can groups bring retreats into Fatima themselves, or do you initiate them? I guess I'm wondering if a parish is thinking about having a retreat, can they use the facility or rent the facility at Fatima?
Yes, absolutely. So we have a guest service manager. His name is Tim Rates. You can contact him at 317-545-7681 and ask for Tim, and he'll be able to work through all of our calendar details and give you the different options we have available for having a retreat here at Fatima. And so all of my responsibilities with the marketing and program planning would be on all the retreats that Fatima puts on. So we take the registration, we get the speaker, we organize the retreat. So there's kind of two sides to the coin here at Fatima. So parishes are welcome to come in and rent our space, and we also offer programs that we put on.
We're talking with Haley Mawson. She is the communications manager at Our Lady of Fatima Retreat House in Indianapolis. And I'm curious, what is the, I guess, breakdown between the either Our Lady of Fatima hosting retreats and then people coming in to bring their retreat? I'm just curious about that. What's the breakdown in terms of numbers with that, roughly?
Yeah, so for the breakdown, when we have a sponsored program, what we'd call them, with Fatima sponsoring them, that's a lot more limited. Our calendar is filled up with a lot of high school senior retreats. We've actually just coming off of about 12 weeks straight of the various archdiocesan Catholic high schools doing their Kairos retreats and their Christian awakening. And we also have certain parishes that do women's weekends and even businesses that come in and have business luncheons. So it really just depends. Every week is a little bit different, and Fatima always offers more of our programs during the big liturgical seasons of Advent and Lent. So we hit those really heavy with opportunities to renew their spirituality. And so, yeah, going into the summer, we do have some programs coming up, but it is a little bit of a slower time for us. Normally, Advent and Lent are busy seasons for all those working in ministry and those trying to find time to get away as well.
Every time we talk, Haley, I always learn so much more about how Fatima really operates and everything. And I'm curious now, you were, what's your background? I know you're a communications manager. How long have you been there? And I keep thinking that you have like some graphic design background or some art background. And I'm remembering that from our previous conversation. And so was communication something that you wanted to do, or just talk a little bit about how you ended up at Fatima and maybe what you do there exactly?
Sure, thank you. So I, right out of college, got hired at Our Lady of Fatima Retreat House, and I've been in this role for almost 3 years now, and I wanted to do marketing, and I studied art as well, so this has just been such a beautiful God thing, and it was just such an answered prayer finding this role that fit so many of my interests and passions. So it was just kind of the right place at the right time, and it's just been a joy to be here. So a great way that I've been able to combine that art and graphic design piece is upping all the marketing and introducing the Divine Wine and Art with Heart. They brought that program back where it's wine and canvas, where you meditate and pray while painting. So I've been able to lead that, and that's just been an awesome program to be a part of.
I got to ask you, and that's one thing I was thinking about. I did not get to attend that, and I really wanted to. And I want to know if you have any plans in the future, like maybe in the fall or even the summer, to do that again, because that's completely up my alley.
Yeah, so we actually have the next year planned out for that program, and we have one in June, and I know that's coming up here shortly, but we do have another one August 31st. So that one will be a painting inspired by nature as we sort of see the season start changing then. That'll be the topic of that event.
So how many people can be in one of that, I guess I want to call it wine and canvas, but calling it art with a heart. Uh-huh. How many can you have in that class or in that evening or retreat?
Mm-hmm. So that ranges from about 12 to 14, and that is sort of the max for my attention, because the way I structure it is every single person that walks through the door, I say, you're the artist. You know, God speaks to us very differently, so each painting should look differently. So I give each person a lot of individual attention and say, okay, what are you working on? And go from seat to seat helping them develop their paintings. So that one.
Now, would that be something that would be available to parishes, too, if somebody were listening saying, hey, that really sounds cool. I bet I could get, you know, 8 people, 10 people, whatever, from our parish, and maybe we could do that as a parish?
Yeah, absolutely. That'd be an option that we could work on for sure.
So you
just give us a call.
So Haley, you go on the road too for stuff like that, right?
We could. Yeah, I think we're open to all the options.
Have brush, we'll travel.
Have brush, we'll travel. Well, that's really super awesome. I want to get into. I know that there are some heavier topics that you are offering coming up. In the fall here and late summer, and I want to get into those. But tell me again those dates for the art and the art with a heart. There's one in June. Is the one in June filled up already?
That one is pretty close, so I think we'll skip over that one and go straight to August. It's from 5 to 9 p.m. on Tuesday, August 31st. So that is Divine Wine and Art with Heart. All the details can be found at archindy.org/Fatima.
Okay, on that note, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk about some of the other programs. There is a suicide prevention program also coming up later this summer and fall, and then also a one for healing as it deals with men who have experienced abuse. So we're going to get to that in the second half, so stay tuned for more Faith in Action.
You're listening to Catholic Radio Indy, converting the culture to Christ through radio, featuring 100% Catholic programming 24/7. Do your friends a favor, tell them about Catholic Radio Indy.
Alexa, what's the weather forecast for today?
Alexa, what time is the Colts game today?
Alexa, remind me to pick up the dry cleaning tomorrow.
Has Alexa become a part of your daily routine? Then make sure that routine includes Alexa. Play Catholic Radio Indy.
Catholic Radio Indy.
Quick, easy access to Catholic programming 24/7. Just say, Alexa, play Catholic Radio Indy.
Catholic Radio Indy.
Welcome back to Faith in Action. I'm Bridget Ayer. Jim Ganley and I are in the studio, and we're talking with Haley Mossam. She is the communications manager at Our Lady of Fatima Retreat House in Indianapolis, and we're talking about the various retreats that are being offered. And I just really want to commend Fatima for plowing through and still offering retreats, especially one, as we've heard, that suicides have really... isolation and suicides have really been up a lot over the past year. It's really tragic, but I was really happy to hear that you continue to offer various retreats. In particular, you offered a virtual You Are Not Alone suicide loss healing for survivors of suicide loss I'm curious how that went, and then I want to talk about what it is and going forward when that will be offered.
Yeah, thank you. So the You Are Not Alone is a ministry that was developed last year, and it was sort of being launched right as we were heading into the pandemic. And the kind of reason behind it just seemed to really be timely. So suicide is actually the second leading cause of death in Indiana for ages 15 to 34, and we've seen it impact so many of our loved ones in our local archdiocese even. And so there's really, unfortunately, a great need there for offering this hope and this healing. So it was a very well-received program. We tied together the emotional, spiritual, and healing journey after suicide loss. So we offered a three-part series leading up to our weekend retreat. And this series includes the emotional journey of suicide loss, and that addresses the range of emotions that are experienced after such an unimaginable loss. And that is led by Christine Churl Shields. She is a licensed clinical social worker and also an EMDR certified trauma therapist. So she speaks into the range of emotions, and there's also a loss survivors panel that speaks into their own personal experience dealing with different types of loss.
And I know that you, this past year, you were able to attend that retreat. What were some of your observations or takeaways, or how did it impact you, I guess? I don't know if you've had, a suicide in your family or suicide loss in your family or friends. I'm just curious how what was your takeaway from it?
Yeah, I think that we've all been touched by suicide in some way. So although I haven't been directly impacted the same way some of our retreatants were, the experience was overwhelming, and it was powerful. The way I would describe it is you felt like when you walked in the room that grief was a person. They were present attending the retreat. It was heavy, and then there were other parts that were light. You could really feel that there was something big happening. There was real healing. There was real mourning and a sense of community. And so it was a very powerful experience to offer the program and to attend it as well.
Do you think people have maybe, when they lose someone to suicide, is the grief greater? Are the questions greater? Is the guilt greater? Based on what you've experienced when you went to this retreat, and maybe even the presenters, what they said and kind of how they explained their situation?
Yeah, I think speaking from just my experience of helping plan this program, it sounds like there's a unique grief of suicide, and that's actually the title of one of the books that we used and recommended to our retreatants. And I think from part of the reasoning of offering this program is we see that many suicide loss survivors feel that they have few places to turn to, and they might not even know who else is a survivor. And there's this need and this want to be supported by their church community. So the fact that we're offering this perspective of emotional, spiritual, and healing from being an agency of the Archdiocese, I think, is a voice that's often not heard in the Catholic Church. So offering that to people has been something we've seen is they're almost like a sigh of relief, like finally someone is talking about this and offering the healing we so desperately need and want.
So anybody that wants to attend this in the future, could you give us, do they even have to be Catholic to attend?
No, it's really a forum for faith believers. We had many non-Catholics attend through our work with the American Foundation of Suicide Prevention. Some of our presenters and people on our panel that are loss survivors themselves, they have a connection with this AFSP that works on suicide prevention. So there are many people attended that were connected with them. So you don't have to be Catholic to attend. We're really open to all people. If you need this type of healing, we're here, and we hope that you can find that while you're on retreat with us.
Now, it looks like there are two other planned retreats, one for men, a healing retreat for them. males who are survivors of abuse. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yes. So we are working with Carla Hill, who is the Victims Assistance Coordinator for the Archdiocese of Indianapolis. And the program is titled The Way, and it is a healing retreat for male survivors of abuse. And this weekend is designed to help men discover a personal path to healing. And given the nature of this program, it is limited to a small group setting. So this will be a max of 15. It's not a COVID procedure. It's more for the community of people who will be on retreat there. So it's co-led by Carla Hill. She's a licensed clinical social worker, and she works with the victims in the Archdiocese of Indianapolis. And our co-presenter is Sue Stubbs, and she's the Director of Victim Assistance for the Archdiocese of Atlanta. And they've both been working with and treating survivors of abuse for years. I think between them it's almost 50 years of experience. So
what type of abuse are we talking about? Are you know, physical as in like battery, or are we talking about sexual? Are we talking about maybe drug abuse? Or I mean, I'm just, is there a specific type of category of abuse that they direct or they aim at, or could it be any one of those?
Yeah, that's a good question. I know the title might leave it kind of ambiguous, but the program is oriented towards victims of sexual abuse, and specifically there is sponsorship available for men who have been impacted by the sexual abuse within the Archdiocese of Indianapolis. So questions on specific content and sponsorship would be directed to Carla Hill, and her email is carlahill@archindy.org. So any questions on that program, and if you qualify to attend the retreat, there would be no cost associated for those who've been victims of abuse. That's really for their healing and is offered in partnership with the Archdiocese of Indianapolis.
When I first saw the title of that and that it was for men, it actually was kind of startling to me, because I think people typically think, when they think of sexual abuse, you think that it's being mostly perpetrated against women, but, you know, obviously there are victims of abuse across the spectrum, you know, male or female. So I think that's a really great that you're offering that. There's another one here that I want to get to called Soul Healing Retreat. Talk about that. Is that specifically for women, or could anybody attend that one?
So anyone can attend the Soul Healing Retreat. That's one coming up in August, and it is led by Carolyn Burgess. And she came to us with the idea of this retreat really based on her experience encountering Julian of Norwich, who is, I believe, a blessed within the Catholic Church. And much is unknown about her, but her journals remain. And so I believe a lot of the content from that retreat comes from her writings. And the soul healing aspect of it speaks in more to that your soul has the deepest desire to be seen and known and to contemplate. So that is where the healing comes in, is allowing God to come into your heart and just that vulnerability of having a dwelling space for Him.
So it sounds like you have a lot of really good healing retreats coming up here, you know, in the fall, late summer and fall. I want to get to, we have a few minutes left, and I want to talk a little bit about the silent directed retreats. What are those? Are those with group? Is that an individual? Tell me a little bit about what those are and how people can, and when people can do those or participate in those.
Yeah, thanks for asking. So the silent directed retreats are offered July 23rd through the 8th, July 23rd through the 30th, and it's a 3 to 8 day retreat. So you could choose to stay for 3, 4, 5, up to 8 days straight, and that is a very personal experience. Although parishes may have groups that want to come together, that's absolutely something we would encourage, although it is a silent retreat, so there is limited time to connect with those that you come with. And the primary purpose of that retreat is to foster an atmosphere in which you may be led to a deeper encounter with God, and that is through the silent personal prayer, discernment, and then time with a spiritual director. So every day of the retreat, you would have a spiritual direction appointment, and it's a really beautiful process seeing the when people come on their retreat wow. versus when they leave.
Now, did you say that's up to 8 days?
It is up to 8 days, and you'd be surprised that that is the most popular one. The
really?
Three, four, five, those are less attended than the eight.
8 days of silence at a retreat house. Amazing.
Yes.
But I can see that that would certainly have an effect on you. I mean, you know, sometimes you go to a meeting for a few hours and you have a little takeaway from the meeting, but it goes away pretty quickly. Mm-hmm. But if you spend 8 days in something like that, I think it could make a profound change on your life.
Yeah, and
absolutely.
I'm curious, is Father Jim Farrell, is he the leader of that, or do you have different retreat masters for that in terms of the leading it and then the spiritual direction?
Yeah, so we have, right now, we're still in the works of gathering our spiritual directors, but it is a big time commitment to have at least 3 days or at the most 8 days. So I think with Father Jim retiring, he may have more time to be available to help with us. But right now we just have two lay directors, and then we try to get two religious priests to help with the spiritual direction aspect. And so the only things scheduled during the retreat are meal times and mass. So those are the only times you have a schedule. The rest of it is up to you.
Wow, so Father Jim is retiring so he can work harder, right?
We don't know. We're kind of seeing, okay, you know, he's always so busy and he loves to put on retreats. We'll see. I think that'll be up to him.
Well, just real quick, if you could give the website, and before you do that, how soon do people need to, how quickly do these fill up? How soon do people need to register if they, you know, they see one in August or they see one in July? How quickly do they need to get signed up?
So we would just encourage you, if you would like to attend, to sign up as early as possible. We don't really have a hard deadline until it's sold out.
Okay.
And that would depend on the amount of people that could come. For example, when we say, you know, there's only 10 spots, that's going to fill up faster than a retreat where 30 people could come. So all those details can be found on our website at archindy.org/Fatima. And when you go to register, it actually opens up a portal, and it'll say how many spots are left if it's coming down to about 5.
All right. Our guest today has been Haley Mawson. She is the communication manager at Our Lady of Fatima Retreat House in Indianapolis. Thanks so much for being our guest today.
You have been listening to Faith in Action, the program that looks at how people put their faith into action in their everyday lives. Faith in Action is a presentation of Catholic Radio Indy. You can hear this episode of Faith in Action again or any past episode at CatholicRadioIndy.org. If you have a suggestion for a guest or topic for a future program, please call us at 317-870-8400 or email Jim at CatholicRadioIndy.org.